Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I spent a lot of time over the weekend at a lot of different malls.
Sure.
And when you go to the malls at this time of year, of course you see the mall Santas.
Right, right. Santa's going to be out there. He's going to be in full force.
Right. Santa and Raven, you know, the lines are long. The kids are excited. Everybody's got to get their picture with Santa, tell Santa what they want for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I understand all that. But I think there's a certain kind of etiquette protocol that goes along with being a mall Santa.
I mean, if you're going to be responsible about it, for sure. The days of being able to remember, like in the old movies, when you were a parent, you went to the mall. It was a shopping experience. You could just throw the kids at the Santa area
and move on with your life.
Right. And trust that everything was going to be fine. Let
yeah.
them wait it out.
Yeah.
You come back 6 hours later, yeah. find them exhausted. Now, you can't leave your kids in a line.
Right. No, you have to stand with them.
Right.
But it got us thinking, as I was waiting endlessly for Santa to appear, that there's certain rules that Santa should abide by. Like, one, don't take an hour lunch break right in the middle of the day. Like, I get it, Santa, you're hungry. But I was just waiting and waiting, and I kept saying to the elf, I said, excuse me.
Right.
Excuse me, is Santa going to be returning? Santa's on lunch.
Right.
I go, does Santa go to the North Pole for lunch? Like, how long does it take for Santa to go out to lunch?
Here's the thing. Like, do you feel like the elf was there for your complaints? Is that what you feel? I feel like the elves yeah. are like Kanye's entourage.
Oh, really?
They're going to shut that down. The minute you start complaining, you're not getting into Sunday services.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I disagree.
I feel like elves have been trained. Like a customer service line to just be like, yes, ma'am, yes, no. ma'am, yes, ma'am, and then just ignore it.
Elves are like the PR department. They're there to be like, listen, Santa's going to be here soon. Everybody relax.
To calm
Meanwhile,
people.
Santa's upstairs in the food court on uh-huh. his third Sparrow slice of pizza.
They're having a good time.
I know.
Right, right, right. I think that as a rule, there should be no drinks on the job unless it tends to be in a Santa mug, that type of thing. Like, it has to look that way. I don't just mean booze. Because obviously that's a rule that you should not cross.
Santa shouldn't be having cocktails.
He should not smell like whiskey, no. But it just looks weird when Santa has a cup and tray from Chicken Now. It just looks weird.
Right. Well, yeah. Right. Well, that actually leads me to the next thing is that Santa in general shouldn't be wearing anything and act as an endorser. Because when you think about the biggest celebrity endorsements of all time, right?
Like
LeBron James and Nike and Jennifer Aniston and that fancy water that I don't know. I guess I never
bought it. I can't afford it. That's Jennifer Aniston water.
Right. Or the Matthew McConaughey and Lincoln and driving those fancy cars.
They are pretty.
Santa Claus is the biggest celebrity of all time.
Right.
So when he's rocking Timberlands.
Yeah.
And I get on his lap. I'm like, listen.
It's an endorsement.
I want the boots that you're wearing.
Right.
And I didn't know Santa was endorsing Tim's.
Yeah, but they're specially made.
They are?
By Timberland elves.
Oh.
These elves go out. They ship out for Timberland training. It's like going to boot camp.
I get it.
It's actually exactly going to boot camp. As a matter of fact, they call it Santa boot camp.
Okay.
Santa cannot be territorial. All right? Like, so I understand that this is your area, Santa, all right, here in the mall.
So many fences.
But by it, yes, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people have to walk through this area. I'm trying to get from here to there.
No.
And now you've created a whole maze of fences and bike racks here. It's ridiculous. What are these racks doing here in the middle of the store? It's like going to a bank line and trying to get to the teller. I can see you.
Right.
We're looking eye to eye.
Yeah.
But I have to go through this weird crisscross thing to get to you.
You have a better chance of getting into the hottest New York City club than getting past that line.
That's right.
At Santa Claus at the mall.
If it's not an elf that's going to take you out, it's certainly an angry parent who's been waiting there for 5 hours.
Yeah, these seem like simple rules for Santa Claus at the mall.